So we are we're talking here within the start of a Shemaya on one level, but a little bit of a broader discussion which I think is very intriguing, and that's based on the Gemara and Maseches Megillah, and it's one that I think frames a lot of like an element of the Pesach preparation, which sometimes it's a particular perspective. Let me begin like this. We know that the Gemara tells us that 30 days before Pesach, a person should already begin preparing, anticipating, learning the halachos that are relevant to the Yontif of Pesach. The Bir Halacha in the beginning of Hilchos Pesach points out that there is a machlokas harishonim as to whether that's true by all yomim tovim. That's the view of many rishonim. But the Beis Yosef suggests maybe dafka by Pesach it requires a little bit of like a month before because there's so much more to do, so many more halachas, so much more to learn, so much more to prepare for. And in that sense, maybe you know Pesach requires more preparation than others. One finds in a Gemara in Maseches Megillah a little bit of it's a fascinating Gemara. I don't think it's as well known, and it frames, I think, in a very intriguing way, certain elements or certain ideas that are relevant to preparation for Pesach. Haman comes along, and Haman's complaining about the Jewish people. And one of the things that Haman says is, V'es datei ha-melech einam osim, that the Jews, they don't follow the rules of the king. They don't follow the rules of the king. What rules of the king are we not following? So says the Gemara, demafki lekula shasa bishahi pahi. I think it's how you say it. The whole year, they go around not doing certain things because of, and it seems to be a Roshei Tevos in our Girsa, Shin He Yud, Pei He Yud. The whole year, they're like doing these things, and therefore they're not following the rules properly. Explains Rashi what's going on here. The point is, as Rashi, Haman was complaining, Jews don't pay enough taxes. Why don't we pay enough taxes? That we're not paying enough taxes. We're not paying all like the modern Hebrew phrases for taxes are all like in that Rashi. We're not paying like our Arnona. We're not paying some of our Mas. There's a lot of things that we're not paying taxes. Why? Because we make a claim up, says Haman about us, that Shin He Yud and Pei He Yud. What's Shin He Yud and Pei He Yud? That every day that it's time to do some work for the king, what do we say? Shabbos Hayom or Pesach Hayom. We always claim this Isser Malacha. Like Jews, we're always claiming, oh, I can't come to work today, like it's a Jewish holiday. And all the time we're coming along and we're like hiding behind our Isurei Malacha to avoid sort of paying taxes and avoid some of the commitments. Some of the Mefarshim point out, it seems like taxes in that time wasn't about financial, it was about just your assets or your money. It shouldn't matter if you're working or not working. It seems like part of the taxes was you to sign up for a certain amount of days, you know, like working on behalf of the king. And we would always like hide behind our Isurei Malacha. So writes Rashi. Okay. There are those who wonder, okay, I understand how we can hide behind Shabbos sometimes. I understand that taina that Haman would have, like they're always invoking Shabbos. Because Shabbos comes up every week. And not only does Shabbos come up every week, but the preparation for Shabbos, like we're always sort of talking about Shabbos in a certain sense. Shabbos is on our minds. And I know this is true, like, again, we host a bit in my house. I know that, like, my wife will talk about this. The Ramban writes in Perashat Torah that every day of the week there's a mitzvah saseh d'oraisa to remember Shabbos. Like, that kiddush is a chiyuv every single day, which is why something I want to point out, we're yotzei that when we say hayom yom, sheni b'shabbos, hayom shlishi b'shabbos, tikim d'oraisa, the mitzvah of kiddush, every single day to mention it. And in some homes, if Shabbos, like, you host on Shabbos, so, like, the whole week in advance, in many ways, like, you're talking about Shabbos. We have people, not having people, let's talk about what do we have to go store and buy this and buy that, start cooking, think about it. It becomes like a little bit of an avodah, so I understand that. But wonder many in the Farshim, Pesach Hayom, like why would Haman think, like why are we hiding behind Pesach? Like that's once a year. Like how frequently could you like potentially invoke Pesach to like hide behind, like by the way, sorry, I can't work today, like Pesach's coming. Like it isn't always coming. Like Shabbos I get, but how are you hiding behind Pesach? What exactly is going on? So there, we're going to talk about probably, I think, three or four pshatim in this Gemara. Rav Meyer has two of them, and I think that they're all a little bit interesting. One mahalach, which you have in the Ben Yehoyada, Ben Ishchai's Peirush Maseches Megillah, you have it also Rav Meyer in a bit of a different way, is that Pesach actually requires an unfathomable amount of preparation, and people doing Pesach really, really well are actually thinking about it all year long. I don't mean the people that run Pesach programs, that this is their full-time job and think about it all year long. That's a job. I get that. That's not what the Gemara is referring to. What we're referring to is the following phenomenon. Take it like this. I remember once driving outside of Shalvin. This happens sometimes. And we have these like beautiful like fields that are outside. And we're driving. I don't know. I'm not good on the dates, so I apologize. You know, so my wife always gets into it like Shavuos time, we're driving by, and it's like, you know, you see like the ketir, you see people like, you know, cutting stuff down. We come, one of these times, it was like a bunch of chassidim there who were cutting stuff. I said, what, you know, asked them like, what was that? They're like, oh, getting ready for matzah for Pesach. They have to cut their wheat, and this is like months before. The amount of preparation, if you're really, really engaged in Pesach, in terms of preparing the matzah and getting everything ready, it can be like the whole year is sort of on your mind a little bit. Pesach, it's always there to a certain extent. But Meyer says it a little bit differently. Some of us may know there's a chumrah that comes from the Chazon Ish and others that to be nervous that if you have any sfarim, that you ate food around that particular sefer, like here sometimes you walk the ulam, you have guys sometimes that eat at the same time that they're learning, and they have a sefer open. So part of the shaila is, do you have to be nervous or hesitant that maybe inside your sfarim there's a little bit of chametz? So there are people who are nervous for the Chazon Ish, and therefore all year long they won't eat with a sefer open in front of them because they don't have to go through every single page with the Bedikas Chametz and every single sefer. So it says, Meyer, we're always like, the Jews are like talking about Pesach a lot in certain circles. Like, you know, you're eating at your Shabbos table and you want to bring over a sefer. Okay, guys, let's just move all the Chametz away so that we can bring this out. And you're like, why is that? Because it's on your mind a little bit that Pesach, on a more technical level, says the Ben Yehoyada, on a more technical level, says the Meyer in the second shot, which he says he heard, it's just, it's busy. You're preparing a lot for Pesach. People that do it well are often preparing a lot for it. Rich Meyer has another pshat, which I think is really intriguing, and it's Shavus Yaakov over there in Megillah, where he writes as follows. He says, you know, it says in Zohar, in Parshas Vayikra, that it's hard for us to appreciate the level of simple people, even in previous generations. That if you really buy into a very intense form of Yiridus Hadoros, so in earlier generations, like, you know, centuries and centuries ago, there were people of very high madrigas. And says the Zohar, apparently, quotes Richard Meyer, the Isa Sham, da filu akam bizman Yehoshua, yadu sodos ha-Torah, that non-Jews in time of Yehoshua, so they were holding in the secrets of Torah. They were holding in all of these things. They knew what was going on. Says Richard Meyer, you find a phenomenon sometimes, which is, you have particular Jews, you quote the Imri Chaim of Vishnitz. Imri Chaim of Vishnitz, he says, the entire year long was always talking about Pesach. Like the whole year long, he was so connected to Pesach, he was talking about Pesach all year long. Why was he talking about Pesach all year long? Because Kanirah, we'll make a suggestion in a second, there's something about Pesach which is so unique and so fundamental that the bigger that you are, the more that you are talking about it, the more that you are referencing it. That Pesach becomes not just an event that you happen to keep 1 week a year or so, but rather it is something which is a focal point of your entire avodah. It becomes something which is so much, it's so central to what it means to be a Jew, that he says the Imri Chaim of Vishnitz speak about it all the time. He says the Imri Chaim was on a madriga even in our generation when he was able to tap into that. But Yitachin in this man of Megillas Esther, the Jews were just talking about Pesach a lot. They always just spoke about Pesach. They spoke about Pesach, and Haman then understood. They're always like invoking Pesach. Like, what's going on? There's something wrong. And that's where the misunderstanding or Haman's accusations came from. Because the Jews were speaking about Pesach a lot. Let's deepen that for a moment. Why would people speak about Pesach all year long? What is it about Pesach? So this we know in a certain sense. Pesach is as fundamental as it gets to the world of Emunah. Certainly for the Kuzari and others. That Pesach is the starting point. It is the birth of us as a nation. It is, in the most intense way, the beginning of a time period where God's overt involvement in the world is most explicit and most intense. That you walk by and there are makos going on. It's wild stuff. It's setting us up. The seventh day of Pesach, there's Kriyas Yamsev. That's a good trick that the Maran Shalom is pulling. And it strengthens and builds Emunah. It is the Yesod, the Yontif, which highlights likely more than any other the mitzvah of chinach, of vigat levincha, of the idea of mesorah, of passing it on. And perhaps people who are really big Jews, people who really know what's going on, so you know what they're able to do? They talk about Pesach all the time because they are so attuned to the fact that there is something wildly chashuv going on here. There is something beyond unique and beyond special that is taking place. It's what they're focused on, like Pesach. They're Pesach Jews. They're like, you know, they're totally, totally ready to go in that sense. There's something really, really awesome about it. They understand the koach. They understand the koach of Pesach. The Chasam Sofer has a third pshat in our Gemara, which is it's an unbelievable Torah. It's an unbelievable Torah, and it's one that I think is so important. At the end of his man, sometimes there are like some Torahs that resonate a little bit more, and some that don't resonate as much, and that's important to hear those also. Says the Chasam Sofer in Drasho is the following thing. He says, if not for Rashi, I would have told you that Rosh Tevos, Shin Hei Yud, and Pei Hei Yud are not Shabbos Hayom and Pesach Hayom, but Haman was saying the Jews are always saying it's Shavuos today. They're always saying it's Pesach today. What's the pshat? Seth comes up with the following idea. It is very common and very standard that with time, when you have certain like commandments, certain things that you are charged to do by a king, by a ruler, that initially when there's a commandment there is done with a lot of excitement. But over time, as sometimes happens, it gets a little bit old and a little bit stale. And as it gets a little bit old and gets a little bit stale, so what ends up happening? People don't keep it the same way. People don't keep it the same way. Said Haman to Ahasuerus the following insight. It's amazing. Every nation has holidays. Every nation has edicts or rules that they have to follow. Most nations, so you come into a nation and you're originally from wherever you're from. And your God, quote unquote, gave you that rule, 1,000 years ago. So what often happens after 1,000 years? Your commitment level drops a bit. It's not as fresh the same way. A king or a ruler like Ahasuerus has an advantage, which is he can always make new rules. He can always give it again and bring in more. He can make changes. He can introduce new tzivuyim, new things to do. So Ahasuerus comes along, and was Ahasuerus say? Says Haman, with most nations that you have in your malchus, what you can always do is just give them a new command, a new command, a new command, and they'll keep what you told them to do, and they'll forget about what they had from their old society, because over time it gets stale. Over time it gets stale. Says Chasam Sofer, but you know why Jews are different? Because Jews always say Shavuos Hayom. Jews always say Pesach Hayom. We don't feel like any of our commandments ever get old. Because Rashi says in his commentary in Chumash, so many times, B'chol Yom Yubinecha Kichadashim. That every day we feel like today was Matan Torah. As the Vort often goes from Rashi and Mefarshim, that why in Chumash doesn't say that, doesn't say Shavuos the day of Matan Torah, because every day is the beginning of Matan Torah. And every day we remember Yitzias Mitzrayim. We always feel like we're coming out. We always feel that connection. So whereas other nations, whereas other groups are there and they're feeling very flustered and they're feeling very they feel like the old rules don't apply the same way. The Jews, you're never going to get with your rules. The Jews, you're never going to be able to overpower, because however often you command things and however much you speak, they feel like every single day is a day of Matan Torah. They feel like every single day is a day of Yetzias Mitzrayim. And if they feel like every single day is a day of Yetzias Mitzrayim, that every day is a day we have the Chizuk, then your rules are never going to be as important to them, because that relationship with Ribono Shel Olam is so alive, it's so passionate, and it's so real. It's an amazing thing, because we opened up by quoting the Beis Yosef that maybe Dafka for Pesach, it requires 30 days of preparation in advance to learn all the halachas, to be able to get it down as well as possible. What this Gemara highlights is, and what Haman picked up on, was Haman heard Jews invoking all the time, and they were always talking about Pesach. They're always talking about Pesach. And what were they talking about Pesach? What exactly were they saying? So one pshat is, they were talking about technically about their preparations. They were talking about their preparations, how it starts, and it's physical, and it starts, and it's small, and it starts, and it's this. Another idea, by the way, I can't have my safer open around the chametz, because if I have my safer open, imagine that, you walk into a room in November, and a guy is sitting there with his Gemara Ksuvis open, and he's eating a, I don't know, it's last night, he learned till 7:30, he wanted to go get the poppers and the sandwich, but he had to wait online a little bit, because he came a little bit later, so he's eating it, over a safer, it's kind of guy, he's eating it over Gemara Ksuvis in November, and a guy walks in and says, by the way, just be careful, because obviously, you're going to want to learn, Ksubis over Pesach. Are you sure you're going to want to go through Chaz Nish Chumra to go through every page of that Gemara and make sure there's no Chametz there? Are you sure you want to go through and do that? And it's November. But Haman heard the Jews, they were so cognizant of Pesach, they were talking about it all the time. For Rav Chaimah, there's another idea, which is sometimes big people know the power of things. And even though Pesach is one event during the year, they're preparing for it. They're talking about it. They're aware of it because of how chashuv it is. It's these sort of emunah. It's these sort of chinuch. It all begins there. How are you not talking about it? And the third thing so far is that they really felt like Yetzias Mitzrayim took place all the time. They really felt like Yetzias Mitzrayim takes place all the time. So what is Pesach? If they feel like it takes place all the time, so what is Pesach? So this is like the Mother's Day Torah. That, shouldn't every day be Mother's Day? The answer is no, every day shouldn't be Mother's Day. Every day you should be thankful, remember, and honor your mother. But it's really important to have one day of Mother's Day to highlight in the most intense way your why is there Mother's Day? Every day should be. No, it's important to have days on the calendar that are hyper-focused on particular values so that they spill over, so that you're focused on it. So Mother's Day is there, not so that one day a year you care, but that one day a year impacts how you perceive things the whole time. That your anniversary, please God, if a person's going to be married, their anniversary can when they go out, it's a great. It can frame things in a very beautiful way. So Pesach is like that also. Pesach is an immensely relevant time. It's immensely relevant. But Pesach, it requires massive levels of preparation. Physical preparations, that's Ben Yehoyada, praying the matzah. Halachic preparations, making sure we know the halachas, the Beis Yosef. Spiritual preparations, b'chol yom yubeinecha kechadashim. There are so many elements of preparation that a person needs for Pesach to be there. We quote sometimes the word Tfasemes. Tfasemes says, it says about Shalosh Regalim, that Shalosh Pa'amim B'Shana, that three times during the year we have Shalosh Regalim. So Tfasemes said, the etymology, you will forgive if you are a, you know, one of those kinds of guys. But Pa'amim is Miloshon. Pa'amon, three times a year, it's like a bell. That when you ring a bell, so it continues to reverberate afterwards. That's Tfasemes. The Regalim are supposed to be bells. It's a regal. And you ring the bell, but it reverberates afterwards. You still hear that bell continuing to resonate, you know, following that. Pesach is an amazing thing because it's very easy to keep Pesach on lots of different levels. Pesach is a time where you could keep it. Okay, good, I did it. But the more, oddly enough, or it's actually intuitive, the more preparation which you put into it, small, big, and it develops, the more preparation, the more you are likely to get out of it also. The more you're likely to live with a sense of Pesach and the sodos of Pesach being something which is so important. Richard Meyer, in the second volume of Likutei HaChachma, talks about how it's not coincidental, he thinks, that some of the preparations of Pesach begin bekatnas, like cleaning things. That's not what we often assume is like the, you know, like, oh, here's like a real, let's get ready. It's like you, when you envision a person like getting ready for something big, so depending on your image, it's like a guy with like a Kabbalistic sitter and like Kaddish, like 74 pages long, and it's like, you know, that kind of a thing, or it's a person that's like going to The avodah for Pesach in the beginning is actually sitting there with a broom and a dustpan and going under a cat and cleaning and things like that. That by the way, is Rich Meyer sort of emphasized that point. That's also important. That sometimes the most intense preparations have to begin with like the real focus on technical nitty gritty. That the more that you have all that stuff set up and structured, so you're creating an environment, you're setting a tone, and you're creating an opportunity for this to be a unique, special time. So Pesach, we prepare in many ways all year long. We prepare for Pesach. Pesach isn't just, it's every day was Shahi Pai. I think that's how you say it. Every day was Shabbos Yom or Pesach Hayom. So apparently that's a phrase. This is again Wikipedia. I'm sorry if this like everyone knows this, but it doesn't seem like everyone knows this. You guys were in the army even. That apparently it's a phrase that you use in it's an old Jewish phrase, Hebrew phrase, I don't know, when you come up with a bad excuse to not do something. You're like, oh, why can't I do it? And you're like, so you use these Rosh Hashanah. I mean, like Shabbos Yom, Pesach Hayom. It's not, it's October, you know, on a Tuesday. So that's the excuse that Haman was picking up on. But where did it come from? It came because there were Jews that spoke about Pesach all year long. It came because there were Jews that were living with the idea of Pesach mattering. B'chol yom yubeinech kichadashim tischasim sofer. Every day is kilu was yitzitzrayim. Every day was special and unique. Have a wonderful rest of your day.